This case, I want you to get...
Well, anything wrong?
No, not a thing, Mr. Reed.
Now, wait a minute. That letter can wait. When I came in here, you were typing that letter in slow motion.
Sorry, Mr. Reed. I guess I was daydreaming.
About what?
Well, I've had an offer from the Clarion, and I was thinking about...
Clarion? Miss Case, that scandal sheet? Why be a secretary there when you can be a secretary here?
Well, this wasn't a secretarial job. The Clarion wants me as a reporter. Oh, good grief, Mr. Reed. I'd give my new summer dress to be a reporter.
Oh, I see. Well, perhaps you will be a reporter, Miss Case, but if you are, you'll work for the Sentinel. Now, get Ed Lowry and have him follow up this phone call. Here, give him this note. Well, get moving. All I said was perhaps.
Gosh, Mr. Reed, I could kill you.
Hey!
Faithful valet Cato, Britt Reeve, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reeve as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again. The city room of the Daily Sentinel buzzed with activity. Rewrite men pounded their typewriters. Copy boys carried blue pencils news hurriedly to the liner typers. The Sentinel was going to press in half an hour. But all case, Britt Reed's secretary had darted into the room. Took one quick glance around and made a beeline for Ed Lowry.
Lowry? Well, I'm Lowry.
Well, Casey, what are you doing in here?
I'm looking for you.
For me? I thought the boss was your heart problem.
Mr. Reed, out of this. And I hate to admit it, ugly mug, but you're not my ideal.
I'm not attractive.
Yes, attractive in a repulsive sort of way.
Hey, what's the idea? I always sit with my feet on my desk.
Not when you've got a job. Did you hear me say three alarms?
No.
Yes. Mr. Reed got a phone call. Here, he wrote you a note. Here it is. He wants you to see Donald right now.
Donald? Is it about that housing contract bid?
He's going to talk and he wants a reporter.
Hey, where's my hat?
And make it snappy. You can get there in 15 minutes. Mr. Reed wants this story in before the deadline. The Sentinel wants the scoop.
15 minutes? I'll be there in 10. Maybe 9 minutes. Man, I ought to be driving a racing car. What's that house number? 917. This is it. So Don's ready to talk to the Sentinel. When I think of the stuff he could tell about. Come on, get this door open. If I don't see him, the dead man's gone. Well, it's about time. Pardon me. You're Mrs. Donald?
I thought you were my husband.
I'm Ed Lowry, reporter for the Daily Sentinel. Your husband called it. So that you thought I was your husband, but... He's expecting me.
He isn't home.
Huh?
And he's late. He's usually so punctual.
Now, wait a minute. Let's clear this up. He hasn't been home?
No.
But he called the Sentinel. Well, maybe he called from his office.
I just called his office. He's not there.
Uh-oh. Something cooking.
What's that?
Nothing.
You said something. You're a reporter. Do you think anything can have happened to my husband?
Oh, now, Mrs. Donald,
I'm serious. If he called your newspaper and said he'd be here...
Yes, he did.
Then he should be here. And if he's not... Oh,
holy mackerel, stop imagining things. Just because a guy wants to tell a newspaper reporter something doesn't mean that... What's that?
It's a car.
In this way, but fast.
Do you think it could be about my husband?
Yeah. Come on, lady. Let's get down to the curb.
They're throwing someone...
Holy mackerel, hey! Are you all right?
Oh. Miss Case, take that phone of Lowry's on it.
Yes, sir.
I've got this one. Hello, give me Gunnigan.
Lowry's talking now, Mr. Reed.
Keep listening. He's talking to a rewrite man. I want to know what he's saying, but I haven't time. Hello, hello, Dunnigan. Reed talking. Is the paper going to press yet? Well, hold it. Lowry's got a story. He's giving it to rewrite this minute. No, it's not the one we expected. Ross Donald didn't talk. He can't talk. He's been beaten up so badly, he may not live.
That's fine, Bender. You did a very fine job on Donald. Very fine and very artistic.
I used brass knuckles.
Yes. I saw the pictures in the Morning Sentinel. The story says Donald is at General Hospital. He'll live, but I don't think he'll talk.
Hey, Bender? Sure he won't. He won't put in any bids on them city buildings either, Mr. Randall.
You guessed it, Bender. He won't. And the other building contractors are also, shall we say, persuaded.
Persuaded. I like that word. Persuaded. Sounds good.
You're a good persuader. Yes, they're persuaded either to refrain from bidding or to take my orders about how high they shall bid.
Higher than you, huh, Mr. Randall?
Naturally higher than I bid, Bender. Naturally. That's how I get the business. You'd better see who that is.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Randall, it's a dame.
Yes, and I want to talk to
you. Well, Mrs. Donald, how are you? I've been reading about that terrible accident to your husband last night. Terrible thing.
Would you call a beating an accident?
No, of course not. How is it?
He's in the hospital.
Yes, Yes, I know. The Sentinel story said something about Donald promising to talk about a bid. Now, why should he want to talk about something as silly as that?
You can stop lying. I know why my husband's in the hospital. You put him there.
I put him... Bender.
Yeah, Mr. Randall?
Mrs. Donald and I would like a drink.
No, thank you.
Well, I want one. Go ahead, Bender.
Okay.
Now... Just what did you mean by that?
Is it necessary to pretend?
You must be overwrought.
Overwrought? Why shouldn't I be? I saw my husband hurled from a speeding automobile. He's in the hospital now, beaten and battered and almost dead.
If he accused me, he's delirious.
He hasn't accused you.
Oh, of course he hasn't. It's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. You have your own methods of getting business, Randall, and none of them are clean. You have my husband beaten up to make him keep his mouth shut, to make him stay out of the bidding. Laugh all you want, for it's still true. But you can't beat me. I'm putting in a bid on that city building job.
You're what?
I'm bidding.
You mean for your husband? Are you a member of his firm?
No, I'm not, but that's...
That's ridiculous. Why, of course, Mrs. Donald, if you want to. What's to stop you?
Nothing will stop me.
You say that as if I were the trouble. I'm not a drag.
Hey, Mrs. Donald, Ron. Oh, hello, Randall. I would have knocked, only your door was open.
Perfectly all right. You're a reporter, aren't you?
Yes, from the Sentinel.
What is it, Mr. Lowry?
The maid at your house told me you were coming over here. How about that interview?
Interview?
Yes, with Mr. Reed, my boss.
Hey, you're still upset. Don't you remember? You promised to talk to him.
Oh, yes. That's right. How silly of me to forget.
Maybe we ought to forget, huh?
No, not at all. We can go right now.
Oh. Well, so long, Randall. See you in jail.
Goodbye. Smart reporter. He needs a lesson. But Mrs. Donald needs a lesson first. Putting in a bid against me. Bender, what's the matter with you? Can't you hear me calling? Bender, why don't you... Bender.
Mr. Randall, I've been shot at. Oh.
That seal. The Green Hornet.
I'm your mask no longer. Now I run. Find telephone, call Miss Britt. I call Mr. Britt. tell you what Kate will find out. I call him on private phone in his office.
Yes, yes, Kate, you can keep talking. It's all right. I'm alone in my office. That's what Mrs. Dorner said to Randall.
Yes, sir. I go follow her, like you say.
He's going to bet against Randall. I wonder how.
What you say, Mr. Briggs?
Skip it. I'm just thinking out loud. You use gas on Randall's servant?
That is correct. I gas him and leave Green Hornet thief.
All right, Kato. You can hold it, Kato, just a minute. Yes?
Mrs. Donald is here, Mr. Reed.
Show her in just a moment, Miss Case.
Yes, sir.
Kato.
Yes, Mr. Briggs?
Hang up and get back to the apartment.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you tonight. And I have a hunch the Green Hornet is going to get busy.
Keep the dinner warm.
We're alone?
Yes, sir. Mr. Axford, he's out.
We haven't any time to lose. Those sealed bids for the city job are being delivered tomorrow morning.
Yes?
Randall will put his bid in, and Mrs. Donald may put in a bid.
Oh, that's very dangerous.
I wasn't able to persuade her not to, Kato. She's positive it was Randall who had her husband beaten up.
I see.
What do you think?
I agree, Mr. Bitt. I'm not right, Mr. Randall.
Randall's a slick operator who's gotten away with plenty. Up to now.
Up to now?
Up to now. But this time it's going to end. Got the Hornet mask and the gas weapon. The Green Hornet's taking a hand in this.
A few moments later, Britt Reed and Kato stepped through a secret panel in Reed's bedroom closet. Then along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself. A passage that led directly to an adjoining building. Seen from the street, the building looked deserted, empty, abandoned. No one could guess that it served as the hiding place for the Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
Randall's at his office checking over his bid. A secret bid, Kato, but we're going to learn that secret. Step on it.
Randall office at the top of the building. It's pretty hard to get there.
Fire escape. Quick up on my shoulders and grab the ladder.
I have it, Mr. Pitt.
Okay, now get down.
I cannot lift it. It's stuck.
I climb up.
What about you?
Up.
Up you go. Up. Now, what do you do now?
I'm jumping for it. Stand back.
There. Oh, give it good, Mr. Pitt. Didn't roll, Jim.
As long as I've made it, that's what matters. Randall's up there. Let's go. Randall. Working late, aren't you?
I've been expecting you, Hornet.
Yes?
Yes. Ever since you started up that fire escape.
Where's your servant?
Bender? Oh, he's around. Didn't you hear me, Hornet? I said I knew you were coming up that fire escape.
I heard you.
But you don't know that I've called the police.
Police?
Yes, the police, and they should be here in...
There. Hear that? There they come. Okay, Randall. There's just time for me to do
it. Okay.
Look out. What's that?
Hold it. Stand still or I'll get you before the police.
If you try to struggle, you'll get
you. You'll get us up without a fight. Take a
place?
Yeah, Lowry, and we'll find out soon enough.
Here we are.
Continue our story. Trying to learn what Randall's bid on the city job will be, the Green Hornet and Cato climbed the fire escape to Randall's top floor office, only to run into trouble. They had been seen, and Randall had phoned the police.
Quiet down, you guys. We're almost at the top floor. Now keep your guns ready and follow me.
Okay. Have the building surrounded?
Yes, Lowry.
Office.
I don't hear a sound.
The door's open.
After me. Well, I'll be...
Holy mackerel, what hit this joint?
Oh. Hey, here's a woman, Sergeant. She's been gassed.
Randall's lying across his desk. Out cold.
Hey, here's someone.
Why, it's Bender.
What happened?
Where's the Hornet?
He shot me. Randall shot him in the mist. The Hornet got away.
There's no way out. He couldn't.
Well, we came in through the hall. This
holy mackerel, Moran, the elevator.
Well, I'll be... The elevator's on the way down.
Yeah, the Hornet pulled a fast one.
As we got out of the elevator, he got in. He must have been waiting in the car.
A lot of good that does you.
Well, we'll get him. Where are the stairs?
Too far. What about the fire escape?
The fire escape it is. Come on, you guys.
Faster.
Watch your step.
Moran, if you've got a whistle, blow it. You say this building is surrounded, let the other cops know something's gone wrong.
Blow a whistle, Lowry, for Pete's sake. I'm having all I can do to hang on to this dizzy fire escape. I ain't no steeplejack.
Hey, Moran, look down.
Look down, no, sir, not me.
Down, right below us at the Hornet car.
The Hornet? Golly, so it is. Let him have it, boys.
You can hold your fire, Moran. No use wasting cartridges. There goes the Hornet.
Pretty close, Mr. Pitt.
Too close for comfort, Cato. You hadn't used jujitsu on Thunder, we'd be on our way to jail right now.
Pretty lucky we get any of data, yes?
The police were in such a hurry, they didn't stop to guard it. I have my fingers crossed.
What can we do now?
Back to the apartment, Cato. But first, I've got to make a phone call.
Yes?
We had a few minutes before the police came. I was able to get a look at Randall's bid. Cato, I have a hunch that his bid won't be the lowest. Not for this job.
Mr. Reed?
Any more news?
About the Green Hornet showing up at Randall's place last night?
Well, yes. That and the bidding for the city job.
Nothing new on the Hornet. He made a clean getaway. He always does, doesn't he?
Pretty close last night, though.
Yes, I'll bet Sergeant Moran's still beefing about it. But at least the Sentinel had a scoop on the story.
What about the bidding?
I don't know why they bother to go through with that farce, Mr. Reed. Randall's sure to win the job. There's no one else putting in a bid.
That isn't public yet, is it?
No, but there never is. He's so unscrupulous and vicious. Look what he did to poor Mr. Donald.
Careful, Miss Case. Don't say what can't be proved.
Doesn't have to be proved. I can just feel he's crooked.
You sound like a sob sister.
Huh?
There's an idea. You said you'd like to be a reporter, Miss Case.
A reporter? Me?
Or would you rather be a secretary?
You mean a sob sister? Like the woman bangle on stories? Oh, good grief, Mr. Reed. Oh, I'd love it. When can I start?
Yeah, slow up. It's just a thought.
Oh, it's a swell thought. Honestly, I could do a grand job.
Well, remind me in about a month.
Oh.
Well, that's not so long.
Okay, I can wait. After all, I've been waiting for years.
Hey, boss, he's gone haywire.
Oh, Randall, he's running up. I just came from the city hall. Randall didn't win that city job.
He didn't?
No. Sounds impossible, doesn't it?
Laurie, are you sure? I didn't think anyone was betting against it.
Yeah, that's what he thought. But there was another bid. And get this, boss, it was just a couple of bucks under Randall's bid.
Who was it?
What gets me, boss, it's a new outfit, the Bolton Building Company.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, neither has anyone else. But the bid was there. What puzzles me is the price.
Price?
Yeah, just a couple of bucks difference between the bids. It almost looks as if the Bolton outfit knew what Randall was going to bid before him. But it isn't possible.
Yes. Who could have known?
Who could have known about what, Mr. Randall?
The amount I was going to bid for that city job.
How much difference was it?
I told you, $20.
$20? That's putting it awful close, ain't it?
I tell you, whoever put that bid in knew what my bid was. Knew it ahead of time.
Don't look at me, boss.
No. No, you're loyal.
Sure.
Besides, you haven't enough brains. Never mind that. Try to figure out who it was.
Well, couldn't be Ostrander.
Ostrander didn't bid.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't stick to orders to lay off.
Say, maybe it's Bender.
Huh? Bender, I'm a fool.
You, Mr. Randall?
Yes, I. That Green Hornet trouble last night drove it completely out of my mind. The Bolton Building Company. Bolton.
I don't get it.
She was here that morning. She threatened to bid against me.
Bolton? I don't know no Bolton name.
Mrs. Donald, you dummy.
Donald?
Yes. Her maiden name was Bolton. Her father was Silas Bolton, the builder. So she meant what she said.
Good.
And now she's formed a new company just for the purpose of bidding against me.
What a way to act. Things are unscrupulous, boss. After me giving the brass knuckles to her husband.
What business has she got button me?
Quiet. Yeah. We'll have to persuade her to withdraw that bid, Bender.
Persuade her to withdraw? She already got it.
Yes, but she can still withdraw. She can say her company isn't equipped to handle so big a job.
Well,
give me that phone.
The phone? Who are you calling, Mr. Randall?
I'm calling Mrs. Donald.
Her?
Yes. To persuade her to drop out. Before we make her drop out. And I think I know how she managed to underbid me. She's in league with the Green Hornet.
No. No, Mr. Randall, I can't tell you a thing. The Bolton Company? If you think that's my company, you can think for yourself. I neither affirm nor deny it. And please, I... What? What was that? What did you say? Oh. He knows. He knows the Green Hornet called me last night. What am I going to do? I need help. Operator! I don't know the number, but please, I want to call the Daily Sentinel. It's very important.
Well, what gives now, Casey? Who's the boss talking to?
Mrs. Donald. She sounded plenty worried.
What for? Her husband's doing okay.
Is he?
Well, sure he is. Nobody knows who slugged him, but he's out of danger.
Oh, I don't know what it is, then, but she's not feeling very chipper. I can tell you...
Hey, what a way to treat a typewriter, Casey. She slammed 10 feet at once.
Laurie, I've got it.
That letter's ruined. You better start again.
Well, that Dickens was a letter. I know what she's worried about. You ought to know, too. You told me so yourself.
Are you crazy?
Oh, wake up. Didn't you barge in on her the other day, just when she was talking to Randall?
Yeah, at his place.
He said she was going...
Paint the picture.
We checked the file.
Well, I'll be... Casey, that dame's got nerve. I never thought she'd do it. This case is Lowry calling me, boss.
Oh, Lowry, I just spoke to Mrs. Darnold. She's the Bolton Building Company.
Just figured that out, Mr. Reed.
Okay, get over to her place tonight, Lowry. Huh? She had a phone call from Randall. He did a little figuring on his own, Oaken. You know Randall.
He's going to make her back down?
Get over there tonight.
Mr. Reed, what about me?
You, Miss Case?
You said I could become a reporter sometime. Well, Mrs. Darnold is a woman. How about right now?
Well?
Oh, please.
Don't worry, boss. If Randall tries any rough stuff, I'll look after Casey.
Okay, you can tag along with Lowry. Lowry and Sergeant Moran, Miss Kate.
Moran?
Well, how come, boss? How do you suppose Mrs. Donald was able to underbid Randall by such a narrow margin?
Hey, you mean she had inside information?
She just told me she got a phone call last night telling her exactly what Randall was going to bid. A phone call from the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet? Good grief.
Yes, Miss Kate. So just to be on the safe side, the police will be there, too. You never know when the Hornet's going to show up.
You get inside the car, Mr. Reed.
Step on it. I can make it while you travel. Okay. The mask and the Hornet weapon.
It's in glove compartment.
Good. Head straight for the Donald place.
Yes, sir. As you order, I keep watch on Mr. Randall. He just read the call of Mrs. Donald himself.
Alone?
He has with him that Bender.
Good. Both of them. I got the Mrs. Donald at least 10 minutes ahead of them.
But I'm worried. Suppose something goes wrong.
We've got to see that it does.
There are many police there.
Never mind the police. You drive right past them, drop me off, and keep going.
Then policemen follow me?
They'll follow the Black Beauty, or I miss my guess. After they got close last night where they watched the Hornet, that leaves me alone there waiting for Randall and Bender. You understand?
I understand. Now I go fast.
They went after the Hornet, Mrs. Donald. It's my tough luck. I have to stick around here. There won't be any excitement or anything else doing.
Won't you come in the house? Yes, of course. Don't be nervous, Mrs. Donald. Well, as long as the Hornet isn't here, you're safe.
Sure. Here, I'll open the door for you. You go ahead and...
Gosh. Why, that car stopping out in front. Isn't that Randall?
Casey, get back in the shadows. Stay here, Mrs. Donald. Miss Casey and I'll be back out of the way. We'll hear every word. Just act as if you're all alone.
As if I... I'm all alone. That's just how I think.
There she is now, Mr. Randall. Good evening, Mrs. Donald.
So you had enough nerve to come over, didn't you? Well, I'm not withdrawing my bid.
She's acting tough.
One moment. Mrs. Donald, we're alone here. Don't be a fool.
My bid stands. My husband's company can do the work.
Your husband is in the hospital. I don't like to make threats, especially against a woman.
You admit you put my husband in the hospital.
Don't be so amazed. As long as we're alone, I admit everything. I used force, and I'll use it again. Back out before you get hurt, badly hurt.
Casey, we got it.
What the?
We heard that, Randall. Casey, you're making spread this high, wide, and handsome. Randall, you're cooked.
So I wasn't alone.
No, mister, and we heard you. Mrs. Donald, you needn't worry about
perhaps
a thing.
Perhaps all of you better worry. Bender.
Yeah, Mr. Randall.
Hey, what are you talking about? Hey, put away that gun.
Sorry, but I intend to stay out of jail, even if I have to have Bender shoot you.
Oh, the cold-blooded it isn't possible.
Not only possible, but probable.
Any time you say, boy.
Well, there's no hurry. There are no witnesses. But I guess you might as well...
Take this.
What? He's masked. The Green Hornet.
Don't shoot Hornet.
No, this is the way.
Did you see that? It was the Green Hornet. He saved that life. He shot them, but I didn't hear a sound.
Sure, he used gas, not bullets.
Casey, get to a phone, will you? By the time Sergeant Moran gets back from his wild goose chase, we'll have this plastered right on the front page.
Sure, with a byline by the North Case.
Okay, stop, sister, but make it sure the bike go to pounding a typewriter instead of the pavement. Now get that story in.
Building. Get all about it. Green Hornet still is live. Passing around.